All right, here we go, folks. Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, June 12th, 2022. And the traders are busy at work in the District of Criminals, trying to reinstitute some decades-old gun restrictions on the American people. Mr. Producer, if you get clip 8 ready. So as I'm sure many of you have all seen, a bunch of these dubious so-called Republican senators are working with the Marxist revolutionaries to further whittle away at our, well, attempt to whittle away at our gun rights and so forth and so on. And, four of these 10 are not running for re-election. One of them here is in Missouri, Roy Blunt. Been up there forever. I just sent him a hate email a little while ago, basically calling him a treacherous thug on his way out, helping the Marxists run their long march through our institutions. And he's an embarrassment to the Republic and to the founders and all that. I called him a sicko. And so Roy Blunt was one of them. We've got this confluence of just madness, cascading confluence of madness, very artificial, very synthetic tasting to me. And I know it is to many of you that keep your ear to the ground and your eyes on things, but nonetheless, the moron class, our so-called fellow citizens, I just saw some evidence of this over the weekend, of the zombified nature, especially of our older fellow citizens, due to the fact that they were raised on TV, they live on TV, and they breathe TV. And so they're, and I try to be as nice as I can when I talk about propaganda and coming through the television, and then people look at you like you're from another planet when you give them the basics about not being able to trust anything coming through the television, especially concerning matters like geopolitics, internal politics, and especially current events like January 6th and all these things that we're seeing. They really freak out on you. Somebody freaked out on me over the weekend when I tried to just very subtly, give them some a new paradigm to look at things. Oh boy, they're resistant. So let's go ahead and roll clip 8. This is a nice little short clip, but it gives you the rundown on the Rhino senators going in with the Marxists. Go ahead.
All right, everybody, here's another quick update on the legislation that the Senate has come to an agreement on that includes red flag. I have the list of 10 Republicans who have signed on to this document saying that they have come to an agreement. And then I'm going to tell you some key things here that you need to know about this legislation and how we absolutely can still stop this without too much work. So the 10 traitors on the Republican side are, now, first off, everybody typing, I get it. Just because it's a Republican doesn't mean they're 2A friendly, but we're calling these people out immediately. The 10 are John Cornyn, Texas; Tom Tillis, North Carolina; Roy Blunt, Missouri; Richard Burr, North Carolina; Bill Cassidy, Louisiana; Susan Collins, Maine; Lindsey Graham, South Carolina; Rob Portman of Ohio; Mitt Romney; Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. They join, five of those were the five negotiators. They joined the same five negotiators who are obviously crazy happy about this. Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, both of Connecticut. Joe Manchin, West Virginia. Martin Heinrich of New Mexico and Kristen Sinema of Arizona. Now, while they have an agreement on this, and Chuck Schumer has already come out saying he's ecstatic that the Senate has finally agreed on something and they can address the scourge of gun violence. Not the criminals, though. They're not going to address the criminals. They're just going to make it harder for everybody else. There is no text for this legislation yet. That's huge. There are no agreed-upon amounts of funding for the programs. That is huge. The framework can still fall apart if we put pressure on these people, especially those who are up for election this year. So call every single one of them. Don't care where you live. Get on the horn. Email them. Go to their Facebooks. Go to their Twitters. Go to their everything, their Instagrams. Do what every town does. Do what Moms Demand Action does. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, guys and gals. It's not a time to be quiet and say, shall not be infringed, or say, someone else will do it for me. Take a couple minutes out of your day. I know it's a Sunday. Time to be loud. Time to let them know we're watching. And we're done. Again, red flag laws have been agreed upon in principle in the Senate. Excuse my hands. I'm using my phone. The funding is not agreed upon yet. What they want to do is they want to bribe states to adopt it. There's 19 states that have red flag laws already. They want to have all 50. The boyfriend loophole is being addressed in this, the made-up boyfriend loophole. There's going to be waiting periods discussed in this. Again, the text is not done. Framework is agreed upon, but there's no text agreed upon yet. They want to talk about mental health and addressing that, school resource officers for schools. There's a bunch of stuff in this framework. When there is something in writing, we will go over it because the devil is in the details. And everything else right now, if it's not agreed upon, I don't want to get too crazy on the wording, but know that the framework has been agreed upon. Those are the 10 Republican senators who have turned their backs to the U.S. Constitution. Let them hear it from you. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun.
You can stop
keep you, your
there.
Friends, your family, your community safe.
So we knew this was going to be coming on the heels of the latest operation in Uvalde. Okay, there's a lot of stuff floating around on Odyssey and BitChute and so forth about, you know, calling it a hoax and et cetera. Hey, great. Sacrifice hoax, lie hop, let it happen on purpose, wherever you want to go with it. You know, we can all agree to, you know, the main kind of macro element of this, which was nefarious actors trying to achieve an objective, okay? Synthetic versus organic. And synthetic could be even as small of a thing as a chat room handler. Still, you consider that synthetic due to the fact that there were players, and then it goes all the way up to, you know, stand down / hoax, whatever you want to say, murders versus disappearing people and whatever. I'm seeing stuff floating around where people are throwing this stuff out on BitChute and other places that none of these kids had official birth certificates and all that. So see, and let's say some ritual killings did transpire here. When you get all this stuff about, oh, there was no birth certificates, none of these kids even existed in the birth records and all this, you see how you can get a certain segment of us out here sucked down that kind of a trail, and then therefore we're all on this, oh, these kids didn't even exist, and blah, 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 blah. And so therefore, you're leaving yourself open to what's happened to others. Like I say, I like to, when I look at these things, and I like to kind of go up to a certain point, and then I'll be like, look, it feels synthetic to me. Operators were in place. The stand down out in front with all, you know, goofy stuff going on. That's enough for me. And I don't need to sit here and say, hey, they didn't whack anybody. They didn't shoot up a bunch of kids or whatever. I don't know. It's a long way away, hundreds and hundreds of miles. And so whatever happened down there, I'm leaning definitely in that direction that says, no, this was an operation. It wasn't just a thing that happened. So this is where I'm at. And you can see the lockstep kind of falling in line. It's just like January 6th, okay? You had Ted Cruz and I can't remember who the other one was that stood up. Somebody from the House and somebody from the Senate both stood up and was like, look, they were about to do the objection to the whole election debacle. And then the next thing you know, the whole January 6th operation happens, where the feds and the provocateurs, they break into the place. Next thing you know, the proceedings in the Congress stop. And once the whole thing resumed and quote unquote order was restored, and the next thing you know, everything fell right into lockstep about the just rubber stamping the Biden administration coming in. And so you see the same thing with Uvalde. They primed the pump with Buffalo, and then they do the Uvalde thing, and then boom. Next thing you know, 10 Republican senators are capitulating to the Marxist demands of, you know, just the beginning here. Now, look, there's probably a handful of other operations right here in our face that we can't see yet, of course. We're going to talk about this Patriot Front thing. You know, everybody called this Patriot Front group out months ago. As soon as they came on the scene, Gateway Pundit, numerous people, even in kind of the more kosher conservative circles, were calling the Patriot Front gang out as probably feds. Now, let's see. So I've got a couple articles up. One of them was... Oops, Patriot Front member was arrested in Idaho carrying a megaphone marked FBI on it. And that was a couple hours ago at the Gateway Pundit. Okay. So they're all these guys are going to a gay pride event up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Now, Coeur d'Alene's this weird town with a lot of transplants from libtard areas. If you guys been listening to my broadcast for long enough years, I had Michael Hoffman, the great author, on some years back, and he's from Coeur d'Alene. And this was probably 6-7 years ago that even he was talking about how many goofballs had moved into the town and so forth and so on. So they're having a gay pride thing up there. So then you got this murky Patriot Front group all dressed in their little khakis and wearing their little masks. And they get arrested by local law enforcement, okay, on the way up there. They're all in a U-Haul and they get pulled out and so forth and so on, okay? So following the arrest today, a local police officer admitted that they knew about the planned protest because the Patriot Front was infiltrated by law enforcement. So a cop in Coeur d'Alene straight up said they have informants inside Patriot Front who told them they were loading up the back of a U-Haul with weapons and they were being arrested for conspiracy to riot. Somebody was carrying a megaphone that was marked FBI. And a lot of these guys are like muscular. They could be military, had military haircuts. So you got a lot of sheep dipping that could be going on, where guys are coming out of Army and Marine Corps units, being kind of sheep dipped into the FBI for some of these operations. But they're taking their masks off, which a lot of people thought was, interesting. Okay. These Patriot Front guys. So there's a couple different ways you can flesh this out. Okay. Now they're arrested. Could be theater. It could be an intervention by local law enforcement Now, if you got one cop saying that they had assets inside this group, well, that kind of poo-poos it. But let's say that there were some intelligence that local law enforcement needed to stop these guys and nip it in the bud, or you've got the objective here is the real patriot chilling effect. Okay, you want to make real patriots disillusioned about all organizing against tyranny right now, and then basically saying anything you get involved with is going to be the feds. Okay, so the tyranny, as we can see, it looks like it's fully about to be rolled out. They don't want any patriots organically really getting together without some sort of law enforcement intelligence handlers. And so therefore they do an operation like this really as a chilling effect. And I pulled up State of the Nation and they're kind of saying the same thing. And it was just like, you know, they're saying by arresting Patriot Front members for doing absolutely nothing illegal, the powers that be are instilling fear in anyone who has ever felt the urge to take up public activism in real life. Okay, so kind of interesting. There's a couple of different ways this could flesh out, but it, you know, the whole thing stinks. As soon as I saw that Patriot Front months ago when they're doing stuff up in D.C. and all that, I was just like, come on. And then you look at the guys, the way they're built and so forth and so on. You can tell it's probably sheep-dip military and it's guys working probably tactical squads of the FBI and other alphabet agencies that get probably temporarily assigned to go do this sort of stuff. You know, there's so many different alphabets, folks, that could pull, let's just say, troops from. Okay, there's so many armed agencies. You don't know what agency these guys work for. Two of them could be over here with, you know, National Reconnaissance Office. These guys over here could be with DHS. Look at all the people DHS has hired for what? You know what I'm saying? You just don't know what umbrella that many of these guys fall under. But you can tell that they're most of them are all sheep dip feds, and unfortunately, they're trying to do these honey traps and so forth. So they pulled this big arrest. Kind of interesting. It could be a couple different things. But it's fascinating to watch kind of all this play out. Now, let's talk about this coming week. Mr. Producer, if you'll get clip one ready. Okay. So now a bunch of people are warning about Antifa types and leftist agitprop, probably a bunch of feminist weirdo pussy hat types. They're all going to try to shut down the Supreme Court this week. It looks like if this, you know, it's funny that they waited till right in the middle of Gay Pride Month to pull the Roe v. Wade stuff. So remember Lori Lightfoot? She's a rabid lesbian, looks like an alien, but she's all talking about this is a call to arms and all this stuff about Roe v. Wade and this leaked alleged ruling that might come down at any time, which is really more destabilization operations if you really look at it in the big picture. But let's go ahead and listen to clip one.
This is Dabu 7. We're now getting word that activists are planning to block the entrances and shut down the Supreme Court to prevent the expected Roe versus Wade ruling here this coming Monday. This is all part of a plan that's going to go down in Washington on June 13th. And they go over some of the details here in saying that there's several groups involved here. They're saying the goal is to create a decision dilemma, presenting the court to Congress and law enforcement with three unacceptable options. And they're going to go up here, and they gave their group of people a couple different options to choose from. Most of them voted for a sit-in to take place. They were going to do whatever it took to try to stop this. And this is in response to a leaked Supreme Court Dobbs versus Jackson draft opinion that suggests that the court may overturn this whole Roe versus Wade. And this new opinion could also allow the states themselves to make their own laws on abortion. This takes the power out of the hands of the federal government, and it puts it solely into the hands of the states, which many say this is where it should be. That way, each individual state can make its choices. And then if you don't like what's going on there, you can move or you can do something about it. They are also calling for activists to go out to some of these justices' homes, which they went outside of Kavanaugh's here recently, and they just arrested a man that showed up with a knife and a gun. So they're doing all types of stuff here, and they admit that some of the ideas stretch beyond the bounds of their constitutionally protected free speech. So,
all right, go ahead and stop
for this Monday.
So, you know, what's fascinating is Kavanaugh and the lawlessness during his confirmation hearings with all the goofy people rummaging around through Congress during the hearings and doing all that stuff. And then, you know, Owen Schroyer puts a freaking piece of tape over his mouth that says censored and he gets arrested. But then all the leftards, the Marxists, due to the fact that they have all the friendlies in large swaths of the power structure, they get carte blanche to just go wreck things and do whatever they want. This is left cover for criminality and left cover for terror, left cover for revolutionary behavior, which is seditionist and treasonous. And so we've got a real problem here when you look at the big picture equation here, that it's just like, okay, enough of these turds have migrated into media, government, academia, and so forth to where now they run cover for this total criminality of these hacktivists. And, you know, a lot of them are paid provocateurs, and so you know, with the Open Society money and the Tides Foundation and all this other networks of you know, Macau had a great article, which I might get to it, where it just talks about these, it just has all these Jewish quotes of bragging about control. It's the pincher strategy. Okay, you create these fake astroturf ground swell movements, astroturf meaning fake grassroots, and then the bankers sit at the top, and the corporates right up under the bankers that sit there and put the pressure from above. Okay, so you got this March for Our Lives that just happened right here at Pride Month, March for Our Lives going on in all these cities around the country, and then right here we've got this economic teetering on the brink of the country right now, hyperinflation, supply chain sabotage, food production sabotage. Very fascinating to watch this play itself out. And I mean, it's not fascinating in the way that I'm enjoying it. It's fascinating because it's like it's like watching a horror movie unfold, where you already know the plan, the playbook. Anybody that's studied these world revolutionaries, we already know what the plan is. It's Holodomor, which is starvation, famine, and it's red terror. It's abductions, it's torture, it's disappearances, it's disappearing of anybody that doesn't want to go along with the Stasi, KGB, Cheka, NKVD party line. And this is part of this thing with these prosecutors. Now, Chesa Boudin, the son of the weatherman terrorist that was the DA in San Francisco, he just got recalled. So there's some interesting things going on while we're watching the implosion, where even the goofballs This is how far they've taken us to where even the tards, commie libs in San Francisco, have had enough of this guy. Now, this Gascon character in L.A., he's probably sweating now due to the fact that people see that what happened up there in Frisco. They might pull that same thing on Gascon, the DA in now hopefully Kim Fox in Chicago, same thing. Kim Gardner here. All these Marxist Soros operatives that were put in to create the revolving door of criminality. You see, part of the Red Terror, as we all know that have looked at this scientifically, is you keep all the criminals on the streets. That way the power of the organs of the state have to get heavier and heavier and heavier handed on the people due to the fact that the chaos that you're creating synthetically by bouncing all the criminals out. Now, here's what we have to really watch is when it gets to a certain point where they just let these criminals put law enforcement uniforms on and give them badges, and then they become the Cheka and the NKVD, and then they run the Red Terror. They're the ones popping bullets in all our heads and so forth. So we have to watch very closely for the transition of prison felons, violent criminals, sociopaths, given some way into the enforcement arms, okay? Because that's when you know that the Red Terror is right on the – you're right there. Now, right now, a lot of – most cops aren't going to go along with disappearing people and torturing them and shooting them in the head and the rest of it. So there's got to be an event, a watershed event, which causes the, unfortunately, it's the Democratic Party, which has been completely absorbed by the Marxist revolutionary element. They're going to start putting uniforms on these killers that are running around in our streets with no conscience, don't think twice about shooting you in the head. There's going to be a way, and we have to watch it. And not a lot of people are talking about this, but there's going to be a way that they're going to start putting these guys in uniform. They're going to become the secret police because you got to have sociopaths to do the secret policing. And so we all know who the sociopaths in our society are. Okay. It's young, gang minded individuals. There's also cartel-minded drug gang individuals in the Latino community. Okay, why do you think they're letting there's 60,000 people ready to walk across this border? A lot of military-age men coming from countries, Venezuela and other things, that have already been running secret police, Cubans and the rest of it. So be on the lookout. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Network. I got this message from one of the guys on Skype, John Percent. FERPO, Federal Extreme Risk Protection Order, for the removal of your weapons and ammunition to forbid you from ownership of any other. Any family member can petition a federal court, making a family member a respondent. As it reads in part, factors to consider in determining whether to issue a federal extreme risk protection order, a court shall consider factors including evidence of an explicit or implicit threat made by the person through any medium that demonstrate that the person poses a risk of personal injury to self or another individual. That's a federal court full of traitors sitting on the bench. Federal prosecutors, leftist Marxist trash everywhere. Think about that. Think about the Department of Justice and all the thugs under Merrick Garland, all these Marxist revolutionary trash and take a crap on their own country's founding documents. It's pretty pathetic that we're such at a critical mass of just open treason and filth in our government. The whole Declaration of Independence is an implicit threat against our rogue government. Quoting at will through any medium, social media, email, text message, talk radio, will probably get you FERPO'd. Our political beliefs will now be under a microscope through legislation like this. Well, of course, especially if you got family members that think you're a nut. people that don't like the way you talk out in public. And if you do talk radio, but you know, the declaration talks about throwing off government that is, you know, that has destructive to the ends of, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and so forth. And it's our duty to throw off this government. And it talks about agents eating out our substance. And if we talk against those agents, they'll go, oh, he's crazy. Yeah, I get it. It's a chilling effect for sure. And it goes along right with this Patriot Front crap. How great a timing, isn't it? So let's see here. How about we get into this? Mr. Producer, clip four. This would be a good time for this one. This is Joe Imbriano. Now, he's got kind of a high voice, but I used to play some of his stuff on YouTube back when he was active on YouTube. Of course, he's a Fullerton Informer. But he's doing other stuff on Brand New Tube and other stuff. But the first few minutes of this is really, really good, and it's sobering. And it really sums up where we're at. And so I saw it earlier, and I was like, well, I'm going to play a few minutes of this, and it's definitely worth a listen. Let's go ahead and listen to clip four.
What I want to get at today, folks, is that if you don't wake up, if you do not realize what is happening to the United States today, where the same communist tactics are at work, the same Bolshevik Marxist tactics are underway, the same people in the regime in North Korea and in China and in Cuba and in Venezuela and these other communist countries are in the regime in the United States and controlling Canada, the financial system and the military and massive infrastructure of food, distribution, energy, logistics, all of that, folks. If you don't understand, then unfortunately we are going to have to end up repeating history because we failed to learn from it. North Korea is the proving grounds for brutal communism. China is the model for the rollout of brutal communism. The United States is slated for a communist takeover, orchestrated and financed and controlled by the deniers of Jesus Christ, the same people who ran the Bolshevik Revolution in the Soviet Union, in Russia. That's right. Where 100 million Christians were murdered by the Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, Christ-denying scum. They disarmed the people. And what's on the news all day long now, on the internet news feeds, on the websites? Gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control. Right? And what else is going on? The chicken farms are burning down. The food distribution places are burning down. The diesel fuel is going to 10 bucks a gallon. The blue additive for the diesel fuel is going non-existent. The sensors in the diesel trucks are hard to get and shutting down diesel engines. And, you know, we could have a food apocalypse in the United States. Because, folks, if they can't get the guns, they're going to take the food and make us use the guns on each other. And then they'll just roll the troops and do a North Korean-style takeover. Okay? The reason why they're so vehemently opposed to us being able to defend ourselves against the government is because they have plans that are so dastardly and so evil that they don't want us fighting back when they decide to undertake their endeavors of a Bolshevik, Marxist, North Korean-style communist takeover of the United States.
Deagle 2025.
They have other plans. If they can't get the guns, they will go under a series of major disruptions in terms of logistics, delivery, and production. And all it's going to take is for this monkeypox thing to turn into a cowpox or a chickenpox thing or a bird flu thing, and then they'll just slaughter the food supply. And then what happens? Oh, well, they'll just keep inflating the dollar And, you know, they'll restrict the money supply. They could do that, but, you know, like they did during the Great Depression. They'll just restrict the money supply. There are a lot of things they could do, folks. A lot of things they could do. What's going on with this video quality here? I don't know. More interference, I guess. There we go. All right. So, you know, we've got to understand that what's at work here is an age-old practice of brutality, totalitarian deception, and mind control via the use and distribution of propaganda. These shootings, whether they're real or not, I guarantee, folks, they're false flags. The people responsible for these shootings are not the people they're telling you are responsible for these shootings. You know, they can send a patsy in, they can mind control somebody, or they can groom somebody and send them in, and then let the police stand back for an hour and until the feds show up and take care of the guy so the dead man tells no tales, right? Folks, the North Korean-style takeover is underway in the United States. And when you understand how everything that is in a position of authority or trust has literally betrayed you, I think you'll begin to understand how late the hour is. I just have a real quick piece of advice for everyone, okay? Never turn in your guns. You have a right to defend yourself against anyone that is in violation of your rights, okay, including the government. All right, that's the reason the Second Amendment exists, is for the security of a free state, not for the continuance and furtherance of a communist state. It is for the security of a free state. A free state is defined as a state in which you are free to do what you want, no. Free to do what you feel like doing, no. Where you are free to do what is right. Freedom is the ability to do what is right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the security means the maintenance or the furtherance of the continuity and preservation of a state of being, okay? Security is defined as making sure that something continues as erected, orchestrated, or planned. And a free state has been erected in the United States. There's 50 of them, okay? And they've been erected, and they're all independent states, and they have a semblance of freedom still, in spite of what's going on. And I will tell you that the security of a free state requires vigilance, discipline, and at times force. It requires eternal vigilance, ladies and gentlemen. And we're being set up. So, you know, I don't think anybody here... look, if you understand what's going on in Korea, in North Korea, and the South Koreans, they're just, you know, the deniers of Jesus Christ have taken the media over there and just perverted everybody and turned them into consumeristic heathens. You know, I mean, it's sick, folks. But here's the thing. You know, and yeah, Australia's already been taken over. Australia's a penal colony, and it still is. They got a big problem in the United States, folks, okay? And, you know, they're not going to turn the United States into North Korea, not on our watch, all right? But you do need to understand something. You do need to understand that what's going on in North Korea can happen here. And the reason I say it can happen here is because they have plans for it to happen here. And if you look at how this country has been devolving, okay, when you look at what they've done to this country since its founding, okay, and you look at what they've dragged us through all these years, all right, and when you understand the places they're trying to take us right now, I mean, they've pulled out all the stops, folks. They've pulled out all the stops with the media, with the school system. I mean, they're not hiding anything anymore. Everything right now, ladies and gentlemen, is in your face, okay? Everything right now is in your face. I mean, they're not hiding what they're doing, all right? And to all of you Koreans out there who can sit back and let your family members and your relatives be tortured and brutalized and destroyed and raped and murdered, I mean, folks, I'm not making, you know, this is what's going on in North Korea today, right now, is what they have planned for the United States if they take the guns away, all right? No one at this point, at this time in the juncture of our history, should be without defensive weaponry and offensive weaponry to defend your family against an onslaught of a tyrannical regime, foreign or domestic. No one should go without adequate storable food supplies in this country while it's available. If they can't get the guns in the United States, then their plan is to make us use our guns on each other to fight over food. So with that being said, right now, with the availability of all the food on the shelves, go out and buy everything you can. Canned goods keep for years after their expiration date, if they're kept cool and dry. All right? Stock up on everything you're going to need so we don't end up having to kill each other to survive. You see, that's what they want. If they can't kill us, and if they can't get us, and if they can't disarm us, then they're going to try to make us do the dirty work on each other. And in the name of Jesus Christ, that's not going to happen. Because you've been given wisdom. You've been given information. Buy up the food and get stocked up on everything, folks. Buy up the ammunition and get stocked up on everything before they tax it out of existence or make it impossible to get. We're Americans. We have rights that have been given to us by God, and we have an obligation to defend those rights, okay? And we got to say no. I want every one of you out there to understand what's going on in North Korea. And if you turn in your guns, they're going to do that to us here. And they may slowly, incrementally move us towards that, but eventually that's the goal. North Korea is the proving.
I don't think so. I think we're in this warp speed of depopulation. We're seeing Justin Bieber's face. We're seeing people dropping dead. We're seeing sudden adult death syndrome everywhere, all over the place. Unfortunately, I think the cadence of what we're facing is increasing to the point where be happy that you got today. Be happy that you got your air conditioner on. Because tomorrow it might not be. That's where I think we're at damn near right now. So pretty good synopsis there where we are and a pretty good warning. The enemies of the people are really, really pulling off the stops. They're freaking people out on purpose. You got a lot of people dying strange ways. You're seeing all kinds of people writing about cancers and everything else. Very, very wild. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. This is Edward Dow, the BlackRock guy. He's been made his rounds and all the shows. And this was with him and Steve Bannon on Bannon's program. And this one's kind of an interesting set of data that he's been looking at lately. And this one just dropped not that long ago. This is probably within the last number of days. Let's go ahead and roll clip two.
Ed, you've been drilling down on all this data on the vax, pharma, the big pharma, the mortality rates. You've got some very disturbing stuff, I think, for disabilities. Tell us what you got.
Correct. So my partner who... is the insurance analyst from Wall Street, discovered some disability data from the U.S. Bureau of Department of Labor. So this is the monthly household employment survey. It's real-time data. They ask questions about having disabled people in your home, and that number had been hovering around 29-plus million for 5 years. Since the beginning of the vaccination program, we had a spike into the spring of 21, and then we had another spike into the fall of 21. And we're continuing at this very high rate. We had added another 3 million in disabled individuals in this country in 21 going into 22. This is about 1% increase in the disabled. And if you want to understand what's going on, with supply chain shortages, this is a big part of it. This is 3 million people, likely higher. It's a disaster. It's grim. It's real time.
Well, hold it. 3 million would be almost over 10%. I mean, that's a huge, off of 29 million, is a 29 million, 3 million is 10%. I mean, that's a gigantic cut.
10% of the 29 million, 1% increase in total population of the U.S., 330 million. So,
yes.
Correct.
Well, it's the base to look at. We're going to take a short commercial break. This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden out of the data, they got 3 million people are disabled? Out of nowhere?
Correct.
All right. So Mr. Dowd and his Wall Street insurance guy, they're claiming that within about the last year and some change that 3 million people have been added to the figures of what the Department of Labor considers disabled. So we're talking, I mean, think all the people that, and look, some of you might lead sheltered lives and you don't come across like the rabble of society, but I know I come across a lot of, you know, the dregs. And there's so many people that are on SSI for playing crazy. They've been on psych meds for years, and then they get a check for $1,200 a month or something, you know, not much, but think about this. The labor market. Okay. When you got 3 million people added to the disabled, think about those people being taken out of the labor market. Think about the Social Security implosion, which I was talking about last week, where it's projected to implode 2028 or even before. Some people are saying 2026. And think about all more people daily getting on disability and so forth and so on, draining these trust funds. So they're going to drain it even earlier. Think about Deagle 2025 projections. You see how this all is coalescing into this next frame of a few years? And you know, think about Agenda 2030. So we're sitting here in 2022. Great Tribulation. I mean, anyone? You know, whether created synthetically and it's not the move of God, or whether, hey, this is God moving and this is the Great Tribulation that was prophesied. You know, we can argue about that all day, but they're still bringing it forth. It's still being brought forth if it's God, if it's man and all the thugs wanting to bring forth the apocalyptic in all of our minds as a psychological warfare tool. Very fascinating. You know, people have been talking about this for a long time, bringing forth an apocalypse in an artificial way to freak everybody out. June 10th on Great Game India, how the U.S. government is waging psychological warfare on the American people. And this is from the U.S. Army Psychological Operations recruitment video, which I played part of a few weeks ago, this creepy stuff coming out of the PSYOPs groups. And remember, what is it? Don't quote me. It's either the 7th or the 10th, but it's the 7th Special Operations Groups here in St. Louis, which during Ferguson, I was blowing the whistle. And I was like, I think some of these psychological operations characters were on the ground running operations in Ferguson. But back to this, have you ever wondered who's pulling the strings? Anything we touch is a weapon. We can deceive, persuade, change, influence, inspire. We come in many forms. We are everywhere. And that's the PSYOPs recruitment video. And it gets into... all of the stuff. You know, we know, we've known for years the repealing of the Smith-Mundt Act and running psyops on the American people. And I mean, it's just, we know the quotes from these CIA directors from the past. We'll know our disinformation program's complete when everything the American people believes is false. And look at it. I mean, we're very, very close now. Coming up on the top of the hour, but just, I was overwhelmed trying to get this broadcast together due to the fact that it was just like overload. Zelensky, this Jew running the Ukraine, allegedly warns of global food crisis as the Ukraine conflict rages on. And then there's reports of his goons allegedly burning tons of grain and all this stuff over here. New York gubernatorial candidate Andrew Giuliani barred from CBS debate over the vaccine mandate. So the guy's running for governor of New York, and he can't go to the CBS debate over the vaccine mandate, even though they've been lifted basically everywhere. This is a selective hypocrisy. You know, if a Dem was running, you know, one of these Marxists was running, if AOC was, would you think they'd bar her if she was unvaccinated? You think AOC took the vaccine? Please. I mean, it's just so over the top, silly. The hypocrisy is in the stratosphere toward the point where, if you can't see it, I don't know. But so Kissinger warns, as we saw, you know, the questions will be now to end the war, as it's ended, a place has to be found for Ukraine and a place has to be found for Russia if we don't want Russia to become an outpost of China and Europe. And that big bridge just opened between parts of Russia and China. Isn't that interesting? We'll see you guys on the other side.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work, but I've got a family, and I feed them off of death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.